Hi Luke, hi guys, and welcome to my personal 5 minutes podcast. Okay, what to say? First of all, let me say something about me. Well, I am Giovanni, I am Italian, and I live in Sicily, a beautiful island located just in the center of the Mediterranean Sea. I am 49, I have a wife, I have a child, I have a good job as well, but to be honest, my job is not related at all with the usage of foreign languages. It means that I don't have to speak English in my daily life. So at this point, maybe you are wondering why I'm interested in the English language. Well, I'd say because I love traveling and speaking with any kind of people. I love sharing culture, feelings, ideas, and by means of that, I can feel to be a real citizen of the world. The problem is that my native language, Italian language, even though it's a nice language, unfortunately is not widely spoken all around the world. So, if I really want to communicate to the world, I must learn English, otherwise no chance to speak, no chance to communicate. You know, in my opinion, learning English is a way not to be isolated. I think if we speak English, it's just like to have a passport to go everywhere without any risk not to be understood when we say something. It's just like to build a bridge towards other people, so we can widen our horizon, we have the opportunity to know each other a bit better, and because of that we become more tolerant, and I'd say more open-minded. In my case, for example, I studied English at school because in Italy the study of English is compulsory, but probably the method of teaching was really bad. For sure, it's still really bad. In fact, at school, Italian teachers of English generally, they insist on grammar rules and written exercise, but they don't involve students in real conversation. So the final result is that when we leave the school, we are not able at all to sustain a conversation. And that's what happened to me, for example. I remember when I was 18, I started to travel abroad and I realized how poor was my English. Although I had studied English for more than 10 years at school, I could say just few words and I was not able at all to understand what they say. You can imagine what huge disappointment and what a frustration. My studies were only a sort of waste of time. So I tried to fill the gap. I tried to improve a little bit my level of English, step by step, but any effort was not good enough to get my target, and I confess that until 1 year ago, I still had big problem of communication, and I was particularly shy because I was afraid my English was indecent or even ridiculous, I don't know, something like that. Okay, 1 year ago, by chance, I came across the Luke podcast on the internet. And immediately, believe me, immediately, it was a sort of revolution in my mind. For the first time, I found a real person who spoke a clear but real English. I mean, listening to Luke's podcasts, I don't have the impression to listen to a sort of automatic robot, but I have the impression to listen to a real friend who speaks to me with a natural tone of voice, with a native rate of speech, but in a clear and relaxed way. Honestly, I was fed up to listen to other kind of English podcasts where they treated listeners like children, or even worse, like idiots. You know, Luke is different because he sounds natural. It seems to me that he speaks to all of us like a friend, like an old friend. And that's the secret. That's the miracle, in my opinion. That's why he's so different, I'd say unique. And thanks to him, my English is improving a lot. Now it's more effective, and I feel more confident, even though I'm far to be fluent, of course. Okay, I don't want to keep speaking about Luke, because this is not the only topic of my 5 minutes personal podcast, and now straight away I want to change our topic, and before ending my conversation, if I may, I'd like to give advice to people of my generation, I mean middle-aged people. I know very well what you think, guys, and how you feel. Sometimes you wake up in the morning and you feel tired, without enthusiasm, too old to keep going to follow your dreams. Well, my friends, remember my words. Youth is not related with age, but is only a mental and spiritual condition. If you give up and don't want to fight anymore for your ideals, it means you are old, you are dead, even though you are 20. On the contrary, if you still follow your dreams, future belongs to you. Because remember, it's never too late. Even if you want to learn a new language, it's never too late. Particularly, I'd say learning a language is an excellent method to exercise your mind. Okay, mates, my time is over, I guess. So, thanks a lot for listening, and hope to meet you all one day, maybe. Why not, in a big party organized by Luke in London City. It would be amazing. Bye, my friends, and take care.